The White House Report.
Even as President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un are planning to meet, the White House contends that they are not letting up on the pressure on North Korea with sanctions. They also say that the U.S. has made zero concessions when it comes to this meeting. It's all about North Korea, and they hold the balance of this meeting in their hands. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says,
we'd have to see concrete and verifiable actions take place.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, says all that has to take place before a meeting. But the meeting is all about denuclearizing North Korea.
The understanding, the message from the South Korean delegation is that they would denuclearize. And that is what our ultimate goal has always been. And that will have to be part of the actions that we see them take.
As discussions swirl about North Korea and this meeting, this potential meeting with President Trump and the North Korean leader, there is still a black hole as to what exactly North Korea has by way of nuclear weapons.
April.
On the issue of denuclearization, and going back to Peter and to Jeff, there's a black hole when it comes to intelligence as to what's really happening in North Korea. What is going to be put in place specifically to qualify and quantify what is actually there? When you talk about denuclearization, what are you denuclearizing? How many? We don't know specifically. What is in place? Are you going to employ world bodies beyond what you have? What is in place? What do you plan on doing?
That's something that's going to be determined by the intelligence community, the national security team, and not something that I would relay from the podium to all of you.
But it's very important. When you have something, some kind of meeting of this nature, it's very important to understand what is in place. Because he could say, I'm denuclearizing and not denuclearize everything.
I think it's very important for our intelligence communities, our national security community to understand that, and they do. And that is going to be a major part of any conversation, and something, though, I'm not going to relay at this point, certainly ahead of any conversation.
We're all staying tuned to when and where this meeting with President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could take place. April Ryan, AURN News.